This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda hold discussion for calling an all-party meeting. Main opposition CPN UML says it is government's role to end the parliament obstruction. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma urges all ministries to spend 30% of their budget within 1 month. And at least 27 people fear dead in a building fire in Osaka off Japan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa and ruling Alliance CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda held meeting yesterday. According to Chairman Prachanda's secretariat, in the meeting held at Balwata, the duo discussed about calling an all-party meeting to end the obstruction of the parliamentary business. On the occasion, Maoist Centre Chairman Prachanda congratulated Prime Minister Dewa on being elected as party president for second term and also congratulated the other office bearers. Chairman Dahal is also said to have drawn attention of the Prime Minister regarding the disciplinary action taken against the cricket players. The government has decided to form a team to receive $40 million American in grant provided by the World Bank under the COVID-19 Emergency Response and Health Systems Preparedness Project. Similarly, a meeting of the Council of Ministers on Thursday also approved the Teachers Service Commission 11th Amendment Rules 2018 Vikram Samvat. Unveiling the cabinet decisions yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the government also decided to provide over 2 million rupees in compensation to 29 conflict-affected people at the recommendation of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Likewise, Nepali citizenship certificates of Sandeep Chandra Banya, Sudip Chandra Banya and Atma Ram Kurmi would be annulled. The Cabinet has also approved the National Defence University Infrastructure Construction Development Committee Formation Order 2078 First Amendment. Moreover, the Cabinet meeting decided to grant permission to Armed Police Force Inspector General Soilendra Khanal to attend the 58th Establishment Day ceremony of the Indian Armed Police Forces. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma has urged all ministries to spend 30% of their budget within 1 month. Minister Sharma said the country is facing liquidity crunch at present due to the lack of capital expenditure, saying Finance Ministry is also not exempted of dilly-dallying to implement budget. Finance Minister Sharma said 30% of the budget the respective ministry receives should be spent within the next 1 month. During an inter-ministry discussion at the Ministry of Finance yesterday, Minister Sharma also assured necessary support from the ministry towards that end. He also directed prompt delivery of government services. Present on the occasion were Irrigation Minister Pampa Busal, Physical Infrastructure Minister Renu Kumari Yadav, Health Minister Birod Khatioda and Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, has said the government should play a constructive role to end the obstruction of the federal parliament. Speaking at a press meet organized in Kathmandu yesterday to unveil the decisions of the Central Committee held after the party's 10th National Congress, CPN-UML General Secretary Sankar Pokhrel said it was government's role to take initiations to end the deadlock of the parliament. He said the UML would take a leading role for development and prosperity through the upcoming election. Following the National Assembly, Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli issued the first intra-party direction on Thursday. The second meeting of the 301-member Central Committee elected by the UML National Congress nominated 44 members on the Central Committee and carried out work allocations of leaders, taking some other decisions as well. Vote counting for the Nepali Congress Joint General Secretaries under the 14th General Convention has concluded. Kishore Singh Rathore has been elected Joint General Secretary under the category of Khosaria, Mahendra Yadav under Madhesi category, Farmullah Mansur under Muslim category, Umakanta Chowdhury under Tharu category and Badri Pandey under Backward Area category. According to the party headquarters, counting of the votes for central committee members is underway. A total of 487 candidates have filed their candidacy for 134 posts in the election. A total of 274 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 9,016 samples. Likewise, 270 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, three people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,570 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 27 people are feared dead to have died after a fire broke out in a building in downtown Osaka, Japan. Public broadcaster NHK said police were investigating whether the blaze was started deliberately. All of those feared dead were reportedly in a psychiatric clinic on the fourth floor of the building. Reports say the victim suffered cardiopulmonary arrest. Footage showed blackened windows after dozens of firefighters extinguished the blaze on the fourth floor. Authorities say some people were evacuated from the building by fire crews using ladders. According to the local fire department, the blaze was extinguished within half an hour after it burned across an area of approximately 20 square meters. At least 8 people have died and 7 have been injured after torrential rain caused severe flooding in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq. According to the Al Jazeera report, Provincial Governor Omid Khushwaha said women and children were among those killed after the heavy overnight rain swept through a number of residential areas. Several others were reported injured, while the casualty toll and the extent of the damage were still being assessed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Provinces. And it will be partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda hold discussion for calling an all-party meeting. Main opposition party CPN-UML says it is the government's role to end the parliament obstruction. Finance Minister Jonathan Sharma urges all ministries to spend 30% of their budget within 1 month. And at least 27 people fear dead in a building fire in Osaka of Japan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.